Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day number three of my healthy fried recipes is my Parmesan asparagus hush puppies. Now, what I love so much about a good hush puppy, it can go with almost any kind of fish. And I know that sounds kind of funny because I've even paired this before with salmon. And I promise you, everybody was absolutely blown away. I'd like to give a special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Victor M. Perez, attorney at law, 1304 West Center Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. And give Victor a call at 559-625-2626 with all your legal questions that you have. So what we're going to need first to get started is 2 cups of asparagus. Now, the asparagus, we've got to always make sure they're clean. And everybody always thinks that the little thistles that are on the asparagus are supposed to be there. And they're not going to hurt you. But as a chef, I take these things very critical. So it's always important for me to remove those little thistles all the time. And it just shows that we care about our product and we're cleaning our product. What we're going to do is we're going to put that into a small little pan. And I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of Rosenthal olive ranch, Arbasana olive oil. And we're going to go ahead and add our salt and pepper to taste as well. Now, I'm just trying to put a little bit of color on this. We don't want to fully cook this in here because if we cook it all the way in here, it'll be mushy when it goes into our hush puppies. We don't want to do that. Next I'm going to do is I'm going to add that to 1/2 cup of flour. And I want to make sure to always run my flour through a sieve to make sure we catch any impurities, especially around this time of year. We start to see a lot of those little flour bugs, little flour beetles. And you know what? It's perfectly natural, but nobody wants to bite into a bug. So always make sure to clean your flour. And you could do that simply by running it through some kind of a sieve. 1 cup of cornmeal. And we're going to go ahead and mix those very well together. And then I'm going to add in 2 ounces of Parmesan cheese. 1/2 cup of milk. And I want to see the consistency and the viscosity and the consistency that we're looking for. It needs to be thick enough to where I'm able to almost grab like a little mini ice cream scooper and go ahead and scoop this as a, like a little ball into a frying, a pot of oil that's frying. It's very, very important. Now, what I like to do is make sure that once we have everything all incorporated, all of our asparagus is in there. And the 2 cups of asparagus is probably going to be about 5 or 6 smaller asparagus, maybe 2 or 3 of the bigger asparagus. But it's very important that we give them that saute first to get that extra flavor. Go ahead and put them in a fryer for 375 degrees. I go for about 4 minutes, and I promise you, you will be amazed. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.